Okay, everyone, welcome to the first episode of our podcast. This is going to be a League of Legends Dynasty Fantasy Football podcast starring me as the host, and I'm going to have a lot of guests on here, hopefully. I'm going to introduce my first guest, Carlos.
What's up, guys? Carlos Cordova here. You guys know me. What's up? So I want to remind you guys, this is our first time ever recording something right here, right now.
First podcast ever.
First, yes.
We did some testing, but this is our first actual, you know, this is going to be on the podcast. So you guys will hear this.
Exactly.
Unedited. All right. Well, we just want to welcome you guys. This is going to be very exciting. Just for the podcast, it's going to be exciting to get on here with all of our friends and talk about one of our favorite things.
Fantasy football.
We love fantasy football. This is actually going to be our first time doing a dynasty fantasy football league. Is it your first time?
My first time doing a fantasy dynasty league. So, and whoever I talk to about fantasy and they say they're in a dynasty, they say, oh man, you got to try dynasty. You got to try it. It's fun. And I can see now that I'm just researching stuff, like dynasty is going to be a fun way to play fantasy football.
Yeah, definitely. If you're really big into fantasy football, you know you've done redraft leagues. That's the most common. You might have done a 10-team, 12-person redraft league where you draft one person or you draft a team for one season and that's it. But Dynasty League adds a little more substance, I guess, to fantasy because it's a little more in-depth. You get to manage your own team. You're basically general manager of your own team. Every player that you draft within the startup draft, that's going to be your team for the foreseeable future, and they can only leave your team if you drop them, trade them, or if they pull a Deshaun Watson on you and get suspended for a whole year or something like that. But it's going to be very exciting. So on this podcast, we're going to talk about a couple things. We're going to talk about that fantasy, our dynasty constitution that I drew up. We're going to talk about the goals and expectations of this league.
To go back to the dynasty, you're like the Jerry Jones of your league. You're the GM. You're the scout. Like, you're the owner. You're the president. Like, you do every move to make your team
the best
team. You're picking up the free agents, trading picks. You're in the war room. You know,
You want the owner to not be that involved in your league. So you want to be like a GM, Terry Fontenot for the Falcons. And I'm a big Falcons fan. So you'll hear me talk about Falcons on these podcasts. So like a Terry Fontenot or I don't know, who's the GM of your favorite team? Do you know? We're testing his football knowledge now. There he goes. But yeah, ideally, I mean, technically, you are the owner of your team. So you're the Jerry Jones, you're the Arthur Blank.
You're the owner. You win money at the end, you know?
Like, that's true. That's a good point.
You're the owner.
Yeah, so you have control of everything, all aspects of your team, which can be, not exhausting, but overwhelming at times. And it could be exhausting, but not for us. We love fantasy. So we're super excited to get into this. So without further ado, let's go ahead and
So what we're gonna do right now is explain the constitution that Ricardo made and he sent to you guys. So we're just gonna go through it and explain this league.
Right there, and I'm sure I sent this constitution out to everyone, and it's on the pinned messages on the Sleeper app, the group messages, the threads. But it's a little dense, honestly. So I'm just gonna break it down. First, Article 1, league officers. So you have one league officer. Currently, it's me. I'm the league commissioner, so you can come to me with any questions or concerns. I have a stipulation in there, in Article 1, that I can promote a member to a co-commissioner position or a co-commissioner role if it gets too much for me or, you know, things happen. But for the time being, I'm going to be your only commissioner. You have my contact information down, my phone number, and my email. So that's basic Article 1.
What would the co-commission do? Like, why would you?
For example, I don't know.
For the rest of the season, like weekly. When do you like?
It would be indefinite. Yeah, I think it would be an indefinite position until. Well, this is ideally this is going to be a long-standing league for. I mean, my vision would be 5-10 years to be in this league.
Mm-hmm.
So things happen. Life happens. I've heard. I've gone on Dynasty forums, on Reddit, and things like that. Okay. And some, you know, sometimes people pass away, unfortunately. Yeah, there are sometimes someone moves out of the country, or sometimes, you know, things happen. So this gives the league some flexibility to have another manager.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. So it might not happen.
It might not happen. I think with how my life is right now, I'm going to be, this is going to be something I'm focused on.
Yeah.
I mean, we're doing a podcast right now, so this is something I'm serious about. So you have any questions right now? Because you're technically a league member.
Yeah.
So
no questions on that.
Okay. Pretty straightforward. So Article 2, this is where it gets into the specifics.
Do I need my lawyer here?
You might need a lawyer.
I'm just kidding. Article 2.
Article 2. So following fees, this is basically league entry and other fees. It's pretty straightforward. I originally had it at $155 total per team, but I thought that was a little too high. I read some of the surveys. I saw one that a minimum would be like $100. So I think $125 is good. And if we want to adjust that in the future, we can. That's always open to adjustment later years. So basically, entry fee is $125 total per team. There's 12 teams. So that's $1,500 total for the prize pool. And this league is really cool. I try to make it really...
So there's a prize pool. So there's like things under that pool.
Right. So there's a total prize pool. So that's all the prize money that can be won.
Okay.
And I want to make this league a little... I guess, because I've been in some leagues where it's winner take all, and then you just feel unfulfilled, like you wasted your time, you made no money.
Yeah.
So you have a lot of ways to make money in this league. So one would obviously be the...
But then that's like the NFL saying, oh, we have mid-season championships, like...
You know, like participation trophies? Like no, these are not like participation trophies. You actually have to... Your team has to produce. You have to produce. You have to play your players. You have to put yourself in the best position to make this money. Yeah,
so these other ones are for like more incentive to play and...
Exactly. So I want everyone essentially to have the opportunity to make some money, whether it's a weekly prize, whether it's the side pot, which we'll get into. Mm-hmm. This can be adjusted too. I think this is good how it is, which we'll go over it a little more. But I think everyone can at least make some money back if you have a good team, you can make.
That makes sense.
If you don't win the whole thing, if you don't win the entire championship prize, you can possibly win, you know, a whole... You can win enough money. Yeah, you can win enough money to pay for your entry next year.
Yeah.
Right? So let's get back into it. So $1,500 for the total prize pool. I broke it down in dollar amounts because it's just easier for percentages if people don't play. So $83.33 is a base pay or base league fee that contributes to the championship prize, which is $1,000. So $83.33 times 12, that's $1,000 roughly. I'm gonna pay, you know, the extra dollar or $5. Whatever it is that to make it even. And then the side pot contest, $41.67. We'll get into that. Do you have any questions so far, Carlos?
No.
Great. So like I said, $83.33, 12 teams makes $1,000. First place team gets $1,000.
So now you're in clean. Article 3.
Article 3, right? Article 3, clean, winner take all for the championship. You get $1,000 at the end of the season.
First place.
Easy.
Easy.
That's a good amount of money, I think.
Yeah, winner gets $1,000 for sure.
You're making almost 10 times your initial.
Yeah.
Right. And then this is where this league gets interesting. So payout using the additional $41.67 is side pots. That totals $500. That's 33% of the entire prize pool. So the majority of the prize pool, 66%, goes to the actual champion of the league. But this one, there's weekly prizes. So $25 per week for 14 weeks totals $350.
Oh, I have a different one.
You have the old one. This is the newest one.
That's fine.
So every week you have a chance to win $25, which is a 20% of your entry fee. Mm-hmm. So if you win 5 weeks of the weekly prizes, which they vary, it's not all... highest scoring team, you can win your entire buy-in. Right? Side pot contest is $150. I'll explain that. I'm not going to go through all the weekly prizes right now, but you can go through them on the Constitution. For example, a couple of them are toilet bowl contender week. That means that's week one. Lowest scoring team gets that $25. So you don't always have to be the best team to win, right? There's a ice cold week five. Most active players scoring under 10 points. There's kicker lives matter. Very, very funny, no? Highest scoring active kicker wins that week.
Oh, I'm looking at the names. Yeah.
Yeah. Uncle Rico week, active QB with the most passing yards.
I get these. So you got to win, but it doesn't even matter if you win or lose. These things.
Yeah, anyone can have a chance to.
Yeah.
You know, so the thing is, like, I remember I was in a league. I had the shittiest team. I think it was last year. All my players got injured. But one week, I think, I don't know what happened, but I had, like, my wide receiver. You know, I forgot. That was. Says bad about me as a fantasy player. I forget because I played in so many leagues. But bottom line, I think I had a wide receiver that, you know, had the most yards or something like that. Yeah. Even though I lost the week and I was a shitty player, if that was in this league, I would have won $25.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Things like that. Just wanted to make it a little interesting. Now, so the side pod.
I like it. This is cool. It's just more things to.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, look out for.
So I have a lot of side pod. At the
end of the day, fantasy football is fun.
It's fun. It should be fun. It shouldn't be like, oh, damn, I lost this week. I didn't get highest scoring. Like, I didn't get shit. Like, I hate fantasy football because we've all been there mm-hmm. when we're watching the games Sunday morning to Sunday night, which we do all the time. Mm-hmm. So if you guys do want to watch some football with us, hit us up. Mm-hmm. We literally watch every game every week. It's
every
kind of
week.
Absurd, actually, yeah. How much time we spend on fantasy football. But yeah, we've been there where we hate it, but this adds a little, oh shit, I lost. I'm 0-5, but I've won $75 on the weekly weekly prizes. And the side pot contest, this is like where I think it gets a little bit more fun. There's a lot on here. I'm going to
damn, there's a lot of fun.
There's changes to the fun league of fun. But, for example, side pot contest. This, let me just read it. This league will offer multiple side pot contests with the intent to keep the league fresh and exciting. For the inaugural season, the contest will be voted on before week one, so on and so forth. So, for example, I have one side pot, League of Legends Survivor. Simple concept. Each week, the lowest score is voted off the gridiron.
So these are different, the ones that we have to...
Right. So I believe there's 1, 2, 3, 4,
holy shit,
five.
This is a lot.
There's 6 in-season games or in-season contests that we can do that you have a chance
but
to win.
We pick one.
We pick one. Every season, we pick one.
Okay, because we're not picking all 6 because, man, that's a lot of shit right there.
No, we're not doing all that's crazy, no. And after every year... So the winner of, let's say, this year, 2023 season, the next contest, in-season side pot contest, will be picked by that champion.
Maybe we should even have our own podcast explaining these on their own, you know?
You want to? There's a lot?
Yeah, there's a lot.
Okay, well, yeah, we won't go through that right now, but just know that there's a lot of options to keep the league fun and something to look forward
to.
Okay. Let me just name them at least. League of Legends Survivor, NFL Survivor, NFL Pick'em, King of the Hill, the League of Legends Tournament, which is my own thinking, and then Fantasy Football Brady, which is a variation of Bingo. Pretty simple. Okay. Article 4, late payments.
Going back to that other side, so that's different from the other one. So there's going to be two side...
No, so there's a
so what's the side pot and the weekly prizes?
The weekly prizes.
So those are So this is the weekly prizes.
That's separate.
And then this is the side pot.
Separate.
So it's weekly prizes, side pot, and the big overall championship.
And the championship.
Those are
the
three ways you can
earn money.
Oh, okay.
Right.
All right, got it.
Right. All right, late payments. This is you know, hopefully we don't have any problems with people making their payments. I would expect everyone to at least make their payment by the first week of playoffs. There's a little stipulation here.
God damn, that's kind of late, no?
It is kind of late. That's the last time you can pay before you're in consideration for getting replaced.
Man, I don't know. That's crazy.
Well, let's read it.
We're all adults, like...
Yeah, I know. We're all adults, but sometimes life happens.
No, that's true.
So, I would want everyone to pay before the season starts. Mm-hmm. But if someone can't pay, they have until the last week of the playoffs, until next season, we have to have a talk about it.
Okay. This is worst case scenario.
Worst case scenario. Yeah, everyone's going to pay. We're all adults, like you said. We can scrounge up $125. This is the
worst case if it worst happens.
Worst case. So let me get through it. Any weekly prize winnings accrued by a team who hasn't paid their league entry fee by the time the weekly prize is won. For example, if you won week 6, Kicker Lives Matter, your kicker had the highest scoring points, and you haven't paid your league dues, that $25 gets added to the championship pool. So it will be $1,025.
Oh shit!
Until you pay. Once you pay your fee, then you get your 25 back. You get your 25 for that week. And if you don't pay, then all that money goes to the champion.
I see. Just everyone's gonna pay though. That's just.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Any questions about that?
Well, you're gonna keep track of that though.
Of course. Yeah. Okay. You gotta pay to play in the league. Mm-hmm. Playoff configuration, simple. Top 6 teams will be determined first by win-loss record, and total points will be used as a tiebreaker. You can read all the specifics here, but it's a basic fantasy football playoffs. Six teams. Only caveat here is that it will be reseeded. So number 1 seed will play number 6 seed, number 2, number 5,
okay,
number
3, worst, number 4. Okay.
First, yeah. So it'll be seeded by seeds.
It'll be reseeded, yeah.
Cool thing about this league is that...
Were there bye weeks?
Bye weeks? In the... I'll have to check the sleeper app. But yeah, good question. I believe there... I don't think I'm going to do bye weeks. I'm going to have to think about that. Good question. That'll be on the next podcast. I'll keep you guys updated. So what's cool about this league, I want to have a toilet bowl too. Opposite of Super Bowl. Worst teams get into the toilet bowl. The goal is to not be the toilet bowl. So this is pretty cool. So if you happen to be the worst player, so you get in the toilet bowl bracket. If you lose, you move on to the next round until one ultimate loser is crowned. Now, there are some punishments for being the worst player in the league. One, you will have to change your name to the Toilet Bowl King for the entirety of the next season. Right? However, so the entire next season, you won't be... Carlos Cordova's team or Kid Cardo's team, whatever, it's going to be Toilet Bowl King.
Yeah.
So every day, every week, you go onto the app, there's a reminder that you fucking suck.
You lost last year, last place.
You live in the Toilet Bowl, literally.
Yeah, you're living it. You're wearing the embarrassment. Like,
shit.
You don't want to have that name, basically.
I might even get a Toilet Bowl trophy. Who knows? And give it to you as a reminder.
Like, just don't be, man, someone's going to be last. That's the crazy part.
I've been last before. It's not good.
Yep.
It's not good. Have you been last?
I don't think I've ever finished last in a fantasy football.
Okay. We'll have to fact check that with our fact checkers.
Buddy, I really don't think so.
Well, that's good. Hopefully you become the first one here.
Exactly.
So one important note, though, if the Toilet Bowl King manages to win a championship in the subsequent season, they will be giving a supplemental pick at the end of the first round of the rookie draft. So basically, if you're worst in once like 2023 season and in 2024 you win the $1,000
from the mud.
You're from the mud. You
start from the bottom, went to the top.
Worst to first, and you get an extra pick. So there's 12 picks in the first round. I'll just put in there. Like a imaginary 13th first round pick.
Yeah.
So you basically get a back to back pick. So you will have the 12 and the 13. So it's really big if you made it from worst to first. It's really big for rebuilding, even after you won the championship.
No, that's you want that.
Right, definitely. And then next,
especially in a dynasty league, you want more picks.
Oh, exactly. Picks is where you make your where you build your future. Article 6 rookie draft order determination, pretty simple. It's going to be determined by a maximum potential points for. What that means is your possible scoring lineups each week. That's your maximum potential points for. That's just a better way to determine how shitty your team was, because if you have a lower potential points for, that means your players weren't the best. Or were projected to be the worst, right?
What the heck? Are you talking about?
Yeah, it's a little complicated when you
said it was easy. What happened?
So max potential points for is the amount of points each team would have if they set their best lineups each week.
Max potential points.
So you know what
points? And this is for the toilet bowl.
This is for the rookie draft order determination.
So why does it say toilet bowl bracket?
I'm sorry.
It's confusing.
Yeah. No. Well. Okay. So that might just be a constitution error. But from the toilet bowl bracket, those are the non-playoff teams, and they will be placed into a weighted draft lottery. So only those toilet bowl, only those players in the toilet bowl bracket, will be put in a weighted lottery for picks 1 through 6 in the subsequent draft.
So some people. So if you made the playoffs,
you
don't get picked.
First place is going to be 12th draft position. Second place, 11th, 3rd, 10th, 4th, 9th, 5th, 8th, 6th, 7th.
Oh,
and then yeah, everyone in the toilet bowl bracket.
It's like
basically worst six players will have be in a weighted draft lottery.
Yeah.
And maximum potential points for is simple. It's the amount of points each team would have if they set their best lineups. Yeah. So your best lineup, if you have the lowest lowest points for, then you have the worst team, right?
Yeah.
So the process will be weighted in ping pong ball lottery, which I may create my own or I may use a website. I'm not sure yet. But simple, 6 balls for last place, 5 for second last, and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. So the worst team has the higher chance to get the first round draft pick. And this is used in order to prevent tanking. So most people typically use maximum points for instead of maximum potential. Maximum points for, you could easily sabotage your team, put your shittiest players and have the lowest points. Mm-hmm. So this is to determine
if you played your best players,
yeah, it's to prevent tanking.
Yeah. Damn, how did you find this out?
A lot of researching.
Damn, you did a lot of research. I don't even think like to have a good league, you want to avoid. You want people to care about it and do it, not to think, oh, I'm just gonna give up this year.
Yeah, I'm just gonna give up this year, get a first round, get Bijan Robinson, and then I'll coast. No, dude, you gotta play, and you just got to play right. We all got to play right.
And try to win.
Exactly. Exactly. All right, next. So that's pretty straightforward. You can read
more of it. It's not straightforward, but if you have any questions.
Just read over it 5 times and it'll make sense. There you go. Article 7, trades. For a trade to be granted, it must be accepted by the commissioner no later than 24 hours before game time. So I'll accept any trade 24 hours before game time.
Any trade. Like, trades is a big deal in fantasy football.
Well, obviously, I'm going to look at it and determine if it's collusion or not. I'll look at the context, the teams, their positions, their records. If it's clear that it's something that shouldn't be done, then I won't allow it. But most of the trades should be going through.
But why, like, sometimes in the NFL, people, they get trades like, oh, shit, it was, why did they trade that player? Like, how do you know someone's not just trying to rebuild and stuff, you know?
I mean, that's true. Well, I think it's hard to partake in collusion in Dynasty unless, I don't know, it's just, you'll be able to tell. You know.
We'll talk more about it. We'll talk more about trades. This
will be discussed in further podcasts through the season. We'll determine, hey, is this... I can run polls.
Maybe we can talk about it. Like, yo, you got to get your trades in by this time.
Bring you in on the podcast if you want to. If you want to talk about why you're trading or...
Yeah.
Exactly. We'll get you on here and we'll flush it out if it's collusion or not.
Like, let's talk about the trade.
Sometimes there are dumb fantasy owners. I'm not saying you guys will be.
Yeah.
But sometimes there are. Okay? Trade's pretty simple. Other than that, roster oversights.
Wait, can you explain to some people, I've never played Dynasty, pick trading?
Oh, pick trading. That's pretty simple. So every season.
You keep saying everything's so simple, man. It's not.
Well, the concept is simple. It's easy when you listen to it. Well, the concept is simple.
Explain it. Because I hear about it. I have fantasy. Oh, I trade it.
Have you ever watched an NFL draft and sometimes a team trades down? They trade the 105, the round one. Pick 5 for the round 1 pick 10 and round and then a pick 20.
Mm-hmm.
It's simple, just like that. So, for example. So, for example, if you're the worst in the league, you have the first round draft pick. If you get the first round draft pick, you can trade back. to secure the fifth pick in the first round, and then 2 seconds or 2 future seconds, you can trade Davante Adams for you can trade Davante Adams and I don't know Damian Pierce for a round one and a round two, or 2 round ones and 2 round twos. You can just trade picks.
And how far up in the future?
So we get 3 years. So currently, after we do this draft, we're going to have a 2024, 2025, and 2026.
So I can trade someone my 2026 first-round pick.
You can trade someone your 2026 first-round pick for
Christian McCaffrey.
Jahan Dotson. Yeah. I would maybe a Jahan Dotson and like a first round in 2026, and a Jahan Dotson and another like round two.
No, Dotson is good.
I'm just saying, just an example. Yeah. I don't know what the values are right now, but you can trade as far back as 2026.
Okay, that's sick.
So, like, for example, if you had the first round rookie draft pick, or the first pick in the first round this year, that's guaranteed to go to Bijan Robinson.
Uh-huh.
He just his position, running back in that offense, how talented he is, where he went in the actual NFL
even
draft.
Even during the season, we can pick.
You can trade picks, yeah.
In the future.
And the beauty about Dynasty, you can trade at any point 365 days a year.
And on the sleeper app, it says trade this pick and this player for this player. Exactly. It does it for you on the app.
You can just trade like a regular.
I don't have to like email it to someone or anything.
No, it's all in the app. Oh, shit. Sleeper is one of the best fantasy apps, too.
That's sick.
And there's history. Sleeper app is cool because it has a history. Now they just updated it. They have a history of like who's owned a player. So like let's say you drafted Bijan.
Who's been the owner? What team has he been on?
Who was he drafted by? When did he switch teams? Things like that.
Oh, that's sick.
You literally have, it's like you're a GM. You have all that info.
Yeah. Shit, I don't want him if he was on this team.
Yeah. If you're petty like that. But yeah, you can trade picks. Just be smart about it. Value your picks.
Is there a minimum of trade or a maximum of trades you can make?
No maximum of trades. Trade to your heart's delight. If you want to trade all your picks, and for contenders, if you want to trade 3 first round picks for Christian McCaffrey, then fucking do it. If you think he's going to win the league, do it.
Yeah.
That may be dumb, but you can do it. Article 8, new rule creation. This is just...
And I think
we're almost done. We're almost at the 30-minute mark. So
we apologize. Remember, it's our first time. So.
No, we're going to... I think our future podcast can be... We're going to try to keep it... This is a longer one because it's the Constitution, but...
15 to 20 minutes, maybe?
15 to 20 minutes. So easy on your car ride home. Car ride to work.
Exactly. Just chill 15, 20 minutes.
Put it on times 2 speed and you'll be straight.
You guys are good.
All right. New rule creation. Article 8. Pretty simple. When a league dispute arises, if you guys have a question or a concern about something and it has not been addressed in the Constitution, we'll discuss it. We'll do a poll. I have ultimately have the decision, obviously, as commissioner, but I'm open to everything. Okay. Please give me your insights. Article 9, roster oversights. It means this article basically goes over if a team manager doesn't play their players, I'll have to basically step in and insert an available player. If they're, for example, if an owner has a roster slot open, but they have a backup player, not on bye or out, I'll put them in. I will put the player with the highest average projected point output for that week inserted in that spot.
Yeah, that's self-explanatory.
Yeah. Now, Article 10, roster settings and scoring, pretty straightforward. 12-team, full point per reception, PPR, super flex league. This is important. You guys should all be doing some research. This is a super flex. So ideally, your super flex would be in a quarterback position. So we have 1 quarterback. 2 running backs, 3 wide receivers, 1 tight end, 2 flex, 1 super flex, 1 kicker, no defense. We have 10 bench, 4 injured reserves, and 5 taxi slots. For any more information about that, you can check out the YouTube links I put in the Constitution. And that's pretty much it. We went over a lot. If you made it this far, kudos to you.
Thank you.
Send me a text message. I'll get you a Starbucks drink on me.
Yeah.
And Carlos. And then that's pretty much it. This is one of the most boring, I'd say, podcasts that we're going to have. But the next ones are going
to
be fun.
Remember, it's our first time. It's just some fun to do, you know.
I hope you guys enjoy it. We want to make this fun for you guys.
This is different league, you know? It's just different, you know?
This is a league I would want to be in.
Exactly. Yeah, why did you? Now, we'll talk about why Ricardo created this league, so...
Right now or next podcast? No, next time. Yeah, we'll talk about it next time. Yeah. It's 30 minutes in. I have trouble getting through 30-minute podcasts sometimes.
Yeah.
So that's it. Thank you so much.
All right,
and later. We'll talk next time.
Yeah, bye, guys.
All right, take it easy.